My name is Tom Brooks. I work for AmeriCotton Incorporated, and AmeriCotton sells cotton seed under both the AmeriCotton and the NextGen brands. Today I'm going to introduce a variety, NextGen 5315 B2RF, under our NextGen product brand. And briefly, I want to describe the variety, go over where we see this variety being best adapted, talk about some state OVT trial data from the Southeast, and touch on the general fiber characteristics for the variety. NextGen 5315 is a smooth leaf, late maturing cotton variety. It's got a fairly tall plant height, typical of later maturing varieties in its category, upright plant structure. Also a typical vigorous growth habit as well, and generally a very strong fiber turnout that we'll talk about toward the end. If you look at it compared to other products in our that we offer in the South and Southeast, including AmeriCotton 1550, which is on the earlier side of early mid maturing varieties, our current really flagship variety, NextGen 1511, which spans the early mid and mid maturing varieties, you can see 5315 is going to complement those very well, crossing into the late maturing category where producers are looking for something to take advantage of that longer growing season, and indeed that's where it performs best. It does favor that longer growing season management style. It's a similar maturity rating, I would say, it's DP1050 B2RF. It is best, seems to be most competitive in the Southeast, where in standard late season, late maturing production systems in the Southeast, but it's demonstrated excellent heat tolerance, which has made it perform well in droughty heat stress conditions, even in further west in the mid-south and southeast, where you have shallow sandier soils as well. We're fortunate to have state OVT trials from the state of Georgia and South Carolina tailored toward late maturing varieties, where you can get an idea of how they perform relative to their actual competitors, and that's the data I want to talk about. And this is also data that summarized from Seed Matrix, the online company that kind of is a stockpile for state OVT trial data. And this is this table is a straight average of state late maturing OVT trials in Georgia over 2011 and 12, just to get an idea, a picture of how this variety stacks up against about the top six or seven most planted cotton varieties in the state of Georgia. Included in this are two earlier maturing varieties, NextGen 1511 and Phygen 375, and you can see in these later maturing tests, they don't perform as well. You can see why there's a demand for these longer season varieties and why we're probably seeing a lot of those talked about at the conference this year. And once again, 5315 is right there in the running in the top five highest yielding varieties in that group. And if we drill down a little bit and look at the overall across five locations in 2011, that was a year that actually favored earlier maturing varieties. 1511 did extremely well that year. As you can see, it won or was placed in three of the five tests, not significantly different from the winner. But even in the case where earlier maturing varieties tended to excel a little bit, it's a busy slide, but the color scheme says it all. If it's green, then that variety wasn't statistically different from 5315, or vice versa. So if there's a red cell, that variety out-yielded significantly 5315. If it's yellow, it yielded less than 5315 on a statistical basis. And by and large, you can see that while there are a few bullet holes on the chart, 5315 basically yields with the top producing varieties in the state of Georgia in 2011. If we switch to this year, where it was definitely a long season year in Georgia, the early maturing varieties you can see fell out this year as far as in these late maturing trials. Once again, 5315 performed extremely well, if not better than in 2011. And the bold showing trials where it wasn't either won or wasn't statistically different from the winner, and again, the green color being no different between any two varieties. If we switch over to South Carolina, The other area, the coastal bend, southeast areas where we see this variety performing the best. This chart is just like the Georgia chart. They're almost identical. It's hard to tell them apart, in that these are the most, six or seven most planted varieties compared to 5315, plus the two early maturing varieties right next to it, 1511 and 5375. And you can see, just like in the state of Georgia, 5315 performed as well, if not better, than it was right in the running with the other long season varieties, one of the best top five in average yield across all late maturing tests in that state over 2 years. If we drill down and look at those by year, there's seven tests in 2011 that were managed as late season trials in the state, and it either won the test or wasn't different from the significantly different from the winner in six of those seven trials. Again, stable across locations, very competitive with its primary, the most planted varieties in the state. And in 2012, much the same. It's consistently performing right in line with its competitors, and definitely a good complement to the early maturing variety growing scheme, where 1511, our other product, would be probably best suited. Switching gears and looking at the fiber package for next gen 5315, you can see it's really in line with what we're seeing from the other varieties on the market. No surprises there. It's has a high turnout, consistent with what we see for top performing varieties. Good staple. The strength is in line with other varieties in the state. Excellent mic. Good loan value with this variety. It's not going to be a variety we expect to disappoint you when you take it to the gen. So in summary, with this variety, next gen 5315 is a late maturing variety we see complementing our current offerings for south and southeast. It's very well adapted to a long season agronomic scheme where you're producing cotton in the southeast. It's competitive with other varieties in those same environments, has excellent heat tolerance, which makes it a good candidate for drought-stressed, shallow, sandy soils in the south and southeast as well. It responds well to that long growing season, has a good fiber package that should hold up under these conditions. And in 2013, we will have an introductory supply, which will make it possible to probably get a look at this variety if you're interested. If you want more information from this or contact information from America, please feel free to visit us at our website. And with that, I'd like to thank you for your time. Thank you.
My name is Sandy Land. I'm sales engineer with System Scale Corporation. System Scale Corporation out of Little Rock, Arkansas. We have 8 locations, and we are in the process of developing a picker to harvest plots. Harry Owens, sitting down here, is the national sales manager for System Scale. He's also my timer today, so when he hollers time, you'll know what's going on. 21 years ago, two guys, Don Keim and Steve Calhoun, taught me into trying to develop a cotton picker that would weigh plots as it moved. We did it. It worked. We mounted baskets on top of a 9910 with a tricycle wheel under the back end of it. And it worked. And it turned all the way over and came back and went to zero. We thought we were rocket scientists, I can tell you. Did one for Don Keim. It had a scale, and we installed the scale in the very back of the picker, and it worked. And then we installed one in the back of the basket of the picker, and it worked. We started out at harvesting at about anywhere from 50 seconds to 60 seconds per plot. The computer in there kept up with the placement of the plot, the weight, all those wonderful things. A second one that was between inside the basket, it would do a plot in about 40 seconds. And you know, that's real slow when you've been going out there and you've been holding a bag up on a bagging picker. Because, man, you can pick them like that. But I've had shoulder surgery 3 times on both of my shoulders. And I know some guys that held bags that need surgery now. So we really made an advancement in the industry. We had the data available. We could print out the data. You could download the data to your computer. And that afternoon, you could have it in your computer before dark. But it took about 45 seconds to do it. Then we designed one that went into a case picker, a newer model, and the two baskets were in the very top. Great system. Picks perfect. Picks fast. Does an excellent job. Fast is 35 seconds. This year, System Scale put a picker in the field. We designed it to be the safest, most accurate, fastest, most efficient cotton picking research machine on the market. It's safe. The operator's hand never moves the hydrostat when he's picking. He doesn't have to do this. We talked about shoulder a little bit ago. It's ergonomically correct. We looked at safety guidelines. To maintain the scale, you never have to go into the scale basket. You never have to go where the moving parts are. You never have to go where the bump hazards are. And I don't know about you, but I have scars on my head today from bumping a auger or a tramper, in a case, cotton picker. It's all topside maintenance. There's a walking rail built up the top. Across the top, there's a rail for him to hang on to. There is a cable run from the back to the front where when he puts his harness, he can hook his cable to his harness and keep from falling off. So it's all topside maintenance. It's safe. It's accurate. Who knows what accuracy is? I've always argued this fact with a lot of researchers because it's always been, do I want accuracy or do I want repeatability? Do I want, if I'm off, I want to be off the same amount all the time. The system is very accurate and very, very repeatable. Another thing we've done with the system is, I don't know if you're part of the people that do this, but all of them, we had little WP234 printers on them. They printed you out a roll, and you had your data on paper, always. Well, we were in Arizona, and I went in an office and looked over in the corner, and there was a stack of paper. And so another thing we've done is we've given you the choice to go with paper, to go with external hard drive, or a USB that's external. Now, all these things mean a lot, but I stood back in the back and I don't see real well. And so when we moved up here, I noticed on the last report, there were names across the bottom. One of them was Larry Thompson. He did all that on a system that I helped design. One of them was Mike Jones at Clemson University. He did it on a system I helped design. And so this is not new technology. But what we've put out there is new technology. You have the opportunity to have the safest machine, to have the most accurate machine. But another thing you do, you have the fastest machine on the market. Start that timer, please, sir. How much can you say in 25 seconds? Put it on a John Deere. Put it on a case. The operator stands, sits in one place all day long, and he never has to move his hand. If he has a scale failure electronically, he turns right here, and he can adjust and do anything he needs to do with the system maintenance-wise while he's sitting in the seat. That's pretty quick. I said a lot in 25 seconds. Another thing that this system will do, and Mr. Grady, I believe you've been there before looking for a bad load sale. The way you track analog load cells is you unhook one, then you unhook another, then you unhook another, and then you unhook another. This system alerts the driver as to which load cell is bad. It alerts him when it's going bad, and it alerts him when it's dead. So, Mr. Gray, you could just climb out and go take number two load cell off and put another one on, and it'd be working. I explained the load cell in 25 seconds. There's a lot of testing that's gone into this unit. There's a lot of development that's gone into this unit. It will tell you when a load cell's bad. We've tested that in shop, but it's never performed that process in the field because we've never lost a load cell on the system in a year's time. Now, if you've ever dealt with a cotton picker, you know that's a pretty big deal. The suspension system on this scale, what it does is it allows the scale to go back to its home position immediately when the picker stops. And so that's where we get our accuracy. That's where we get our efficiency. Because on the efficiency side, it's picked a year and not lost a load cell. On the efficiency side, at the end of the day, you stick a thumb drive in and it downloads a common delimited file. And you take that in, you plug it into your computer, and it goes straight into Excel. On the efficiency side, you could put a remote hard drive there and store everything you ever wanted to store and leave it there, and it's always there. Now, if you take a guy and you put him on a picker and he picks four plots at 35 seconds a plot, and when we're talking seconds, we're talking from way button to way button. 35 seconds is pretty fast. 35 seconds times 4 is 140. I can pick 4 plots at 25 seconds in 100 seconds. Now, I know as well as you know that time, speed, and energy are what it's all about when you're trying to get your crop out of the field. So this system is almost 35% faster than any out there on the market. This system also gives you the fifth and the sixth plot for free because you can pick just about six plots on this one in the time you can pick four on your old one. So you got two plots free. You didn't spend any fuel on it. You didn't pay any labor on it because you stuck six plots where you were getting four. Now, in the world I live in, that's a lot of plots over and over and over and over again. But I know that in the fall when you're harvesting, if I could go out there and offer you 30% more plots in an hour, every one of you would jump on it. I would too. But there's a lot of other things we're doing also. The idea has always been to be able to pick faster and faster and faster. A guy told me one time that God's not making any more land. And so as research changes, we're developing systems to change with the research. And so hopefully next year and the next year, we'll be able to present some things at 25 seconds. It's just old news. But we'll be available until Thursday. We have a lot of information on it. We have a good bit of research that we've done on it. And if you have any questions, run Harry or I down tomorrow. Thank you for your time.